Sairam, Sairam, Sairam. Welcome, dear children, to this week's children's program. Are you ready for an exciting 60 minutes?
Yes, children. Hope you all have finished all your homework for the day. Some of you even your dinner, I guess.
And some of you must have just woken up. Yes, children. Even as some of you are getting ready to go to bed, there are some who must just be waking up and brushing their teeth.
Are you wondering how? Okay, let us try to explain that. You all know that the earth we live in is a huge, huge sphere. It's circular. And we all know that at daytime, the sun is out in the sky. This happens when the part of the sphere we live in is facing the sun.
And when one part of the sphere or globe faces the sun, what about the part on the other side of the globe?
It's like this, children. Let's try to explain it better. Say, Ganesh and I are sitting next to each other. Okay?
Of course we are.
Now say, you bring a football and hold it in between us. I can see one side of the ball and Ganesh can see the other. But I cannot see the other side and Ganesh cannot see what is on my side.
That makes it easy to understand. Now, that football is the earth. And let's say, I am the sun and Prem is the moon. So, when one side faces the sun, the other faces the moon.
One side has day and the other night. But this football is also rotating. Okay, I mean the earth is rotating. Thank God it rotates. Otherwise, one side will always have day and the other side will always have night.
See how wise God is. So on one side of the earth, we have, say, India. And right on the opposite side, we have North America. That is why, when the day is ending here, the day is beginning in countries like the US.
But the movement of the earth is not so simple, children. Because even as the earth rotates, it also does a pradakshina around the sun.
Yes, yes, yes. Pradakshina means... how to explain it to you? Going around a person or temple in a circle. So, the sun goes around the sun.
And even as the earth goes around the sun, the moon goes around the earth. That makes it so complex, doesn't it? But it's very interesting to know about such details of nature. But how to know these interesting facts? What is the best way?
If we read books, if we cultivate the habit of reading. Yes, children, you all should read books. Read good books, interesting books. It will help you learn new things, and also it is one of the best ways to spend your time.
And it is said that if you have the habit of reading books, you will never ever feel bored or feel lonely.
You know, children, we had one such girl in our studio some time back. She loves reading books. And also, she's a very good singer who has even composed a bhajan. Prem had just spoken to this child. Shall we listen what they spoke with each other? I'm sure you'll find it quite interesting.
You children, we have in our studio today a very interesting little kid. She's from Bangalore. You know what? She's one of the participants of our bhajan competition. She has composed her own bhajan and she sent it to us. We have in our studio Sanjana from Bangalore. She's a 10-year-old and she is visiting us to collect her gift for her bhajan entry. Okay, Sanjana, you read all the Harry Potter books, right? That's what you told me.
Yeah.
How many times have you read them?
Each of them has a different number.
Okay, who's your favorite character?
Hermione.
Hermione, not Harry Potter. Why you like Hermione?
Because she's a girl.
That's the only thing?
I like her, she's nice.
She's very talented, right? She's very smart. She's smarter than Harry Potter?
Yeah.
You don't like Harry Potter?
He's okay.
He's okay. What's nice about him?
He's the main character.
Okay, what's the nice about the story? When there are so many stories, right? But what's so interesting about Harry Potter? All children like Harry Potter. Why?
It's interesting.
What makes it interesting? What makes a story interesting? You read a lot of stories, right? What makes a story interesting, according to you? Let's see.
It's not the human world.
Okay. So some fantasy is always nice, right? So what are the fantasy books you like? Other than Harry Potter, have you read any fairy tale kind of stories?
Geronimo Stilton.
What is that about?
Mouse.
Okay.
Mice.
I mean, the hero is a mice, is a mouse, you mean?
Yeah.
Then, what's the story like? It's in the mice world or something like that?
Yeah.
So what's the storyline?
There are many books.
Okay. So it's like Tom and Jerry is a cat after the comedy or something like that? Or?
Adventures that the mouse goes.
Okay. Which means you like adventure stories. That's the common thing between Harry Potter and this. Both are adventurous. Do you read books on Swami?
Yeah.
Which one did you read?
The stories in the Vikas books.
Stories in the Vikas books. What about Swami's life story, Satyam Shivam Sundaram? Have you read? Okay. Do you know the Ramayana? Have you read any time?
Yeah.
Or you've seen only on TV?
I read it.
You read which version? You've written the original Valmiki or?
No. Version for kids.
Version for kids. You like Ramayana? Ramayana is also full of adventure, right? So who's your favorite character in the Ramayana?
Rama.
You like Hanuman. I thought Hanuman will be your favorite. You like Hanuman? Okay, what's nice about the character Rama, other than the fact that he's the hero of the story? Tell me.
He's brave.
Okay.
Noble.
Mm-hmm.
Wise.
What makes you feel that he's brave?
He goes like for an adventure of rescuing Sita.
Alright.
And he's brave like to go to the forest to live there.
Okay, what's your definition of brave, Uten? What do you mean by brave?
To not be scared to do anything.
So what's the bravest thing you've done? Are you brave, first of all?
No.
Okay, what's the bravest thing Sanjana has done?
Slap my sister.
Oh my god, that's not brave. That's bad. Why did you slap her?
She was annoying me.
She was annoying you. But is that right?
No.
What annoys you?
You're like anyone irritating me.
Yeah, what irritates you? That's what I'm asking. You're giving me another word for annoying. What irritates Sanjana?
People talking too much about like nonsense or anything.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do when somebody irritates you like that? Because your sister you can slap, but you can't do that always, right? What do you generally do if somebody irritates
you? Just go away.
You just go away?
Yeah.
You know what Swami tells for that? You're a Balvika student, you should be knowing. Swami says avoid bad company, right? That's what it is. No? If somebody is irritating you, somebody is doing something wrong, you just go away. Right? It's a good thing to do. What? Did anybody find you annoying?
My mom.
What annoys her?
When I irritate her.
Yes, but how? You don't eat properly or you don't sleep on time. What do you do?
Both.
You have the habit of reading till late in the night? You read before you sleep?
Yeah.
You like to read a lot? You read a lot for 10 years, you know that? For a 10-year-old, you've read so much. How come? How did you get this habit of reading? Who reads in your family? Your mother, your father?
My dad.
Dad reads a lot? What kind of books he
writes? He reads to me.
He reads to you. He used to read when you were a little kid, is it? So what kind of books did he read to you when you were a little kid?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You don't remember. But now you read by yourself. How long do you take to read a book? Let's say a book like Harry Potter, which is 500 pages, right? 400 to 500 pages. How long will you take to finish a book like that?
Based on the time I'm allowed to read on each day.
Okay. So let's say an hour a day.
Take me like 5 days.
5 days? You know that's very fast. That's really fast. That's very good. What else do you like? You like to sing, of course. You like to
dance. Write.
You're a dancer too? What dance do you like?
Bharatanatyam.
Bharatanatyam. That's nice. So how many years of Bharatanatyam have you been through?
I think 1 or 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Do you like any other dance form other than Bharatanatyam? Do you know any other dance form?
No.
Any other? Odissi. Have you heard of any other dance forms? What are the other dance forms of India? You have any idea? Do you like dance?
Yeah.
You like to dance when you're alone, or you like to dance when? In a class?
When I'm alone.
Why do you like to dance when you're alone?
I don't like
because
to.
Because you generally do something, you want to do it when there's an audience, right? I mean, if I want to speak, I can't speak to an empty hall, right? I need people to listen. So why do you like to dance when you're alone? That's interesting.
I don't like to get embarrassed.
You get embarrassed if people look at you dance. And so you dance because it gives you happiness, right? It's not because somebody is seeing or somebody is there to appreciate.
No.
See, that's the nice thing about dance. Dance is an expression of happiness. You know, you feel very happy. There is a hop in your step, right? When you're walking back from school someday, how do you come back from school?
By bus.
By bus. So you have to walk till the bus stand.
Not exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, but we walk till the bus stand.
Right. So someday you've done really well in your tests. You got good grades. Your teacher's given you a pat on your back. You tend to have a hop in your step, right?
Heavy bags you can't jump.
Heavy bags you can't. So you wait till you come back home and you can dance when you're alone. So what's been like the happiest day? I know you're happiest when you came from school.
When I got good marks in exams.
That's like every exam?
No.
You're good at studies, right?
Not that good.
You don't like to read textbooks as much as you like to read storybooks. What's your favorite subject?
English.
English? So I'm presuming that Sanjana is going to grow up and read literature. Are you? No doctors, engineers. You want to be a writer? You like to be a writer? Oh, that's very nice. So what kind of stories are you planning to write?
Mystery and adventure.
Mystery and adventure. Have you started? Have you? What's the name of the first story you've written?
The Outstanding One.
The Outstanding One. And it's about?
A girl who rescues a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Baby boy.
Hmm. How young is that girl?
She's 8.
She's 8. So you started writing the story when you were 8 years old.
No.
Right? So that the hero of that story is Sanjana. Generally, some people tend to do that. No, when they write a story, they put themselves in the main character. Would you write like that, or would you like to create characters? Or
yeah, I create characters.
Like to create characters. Why do you like being a writer? Why not a musician or? When did you decide that you like writing more than anything else?
When I wrote the first story, I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided.
How big was the first story?
I don't know, like 10 chapters.
That's long. And who was the first one you read it out to?
My mom.
So she liked it?
Yeah.
Will you be able to tell me in 4 or 5 sentences what's that story? What's the scene like? What is it? I mean, the characters. Is it a family? Is it a school?
No, like when a girl, she goes out to play, she finds out everything. And so every day she gets to know more and more, and then she like finds the boy who is missing.
Okay. So the story starts with a boy missing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the whole thing is about how they end up finding that little boy. So do they find it in the end?
Yeah.
So you've told the story now. Next when you publish the book, nobody will read it. So Sanjana has let off the story, the climax of the story. So you'll have to rewrite the book now. So when you start publishing, that'll be your first book. You know what's a pen name? Have you heard of something called a pen name? You know, most authors don't write with their own name when they publish books. You know that? You heard of that?
No.
A lot of authors, when they write books, they wouldn't like to give their own name to it because they like to keep themselves a little secret. You've not heard of that? Actually, many of the authors you read, it's not their real name. You heard of some names Who are the authors you've heard of?
Mm-hmm.
Name a few authors.
Anne Blyton.
Okay.
Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens. J.K. Rowling, of course. Then? So you're going to write only adventure?
Yeah. And mystery.
Fantasy and mystery. Have you read any detective novels? Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, I have a book, but I can't understand the English.
So what's the book which you're reading right now?
Still reading the book Midnight Owl.
Okay. The author of that book is?
I don't know.
Okay. What's the plot of the story?
A girl who goes into a new town.
Mm-hmm.
She has suspicions of a girl being a werewolf.
Girl being a werewolf. Okay. Mm-hmm.
At the end, she finds out she isn't a werewolf.
You don't get scared reading such stories?
No.
Werewolves, Draculas, and witch. Harry Potter is full of that. So given a choice, you'll be like Hermione? A wizard?
That's not true, right?
Hmm?
That's not true, right?
What?
Like wizards and witches.
You don't believe wizards are there? You don't believe? Why? Do you believe in magic?
No.
You don't believe in magic? You don't believe in fairies? Why? Tell me why you don't believe it. Because you've not seen them, right? Right? Is that
yeah,
so?
But they don't exist.
How do you know they don't exist?
They're like fairy tales.
Okay, tell me a good reason why you feel they don't exist.
Like, everyone tells me they don't exist.
So you've not met anybody who has seen them. Is that so? Have you seen the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah.
Where?
Like, not in real.
Right.
On TV, in puzzles.
Okay. You've not seen the Statue of Liberty, but you believe it's there.
Yeah.
Hmm. So then why do you have to see a fairy to believe it's there? You see the fairies in books, don't you? In comics, in books, in puzzles.
Yeah, but I've seen my friends taking poses in front of them.
Okay.
Like the Statue of Liberty exists.
Okay. If I give you a ticket in a plane, where will you go to? Where would you like to go to? Which is the city you'd like to see?
U.S.
U.S.? In U.S.?
Fremont.
Why? Who's there in Fremont?
I was born there.
You were born there, okay. So you're not born in India. Do you remember anything of that city?
No.
No? You've not been there after you were born? After you come
No,
here.
I went there.
You didn't go. So you've already seen that place, so you don't want to see any other place?
I'll go there first and then visit the other places later.
Okay, what are the other places? You've not made a list for yourself? Places you want to see?
I want to see.
Hmm?
I want to see like many other places.
Yeah, name a few.
Singapore.
Okay.
Saudi Arabia.
What in Saudi Arabia? You like deserts?
No.
Name?
Dubai.
Okay.
Greenland.
Greenland? What is that in Greenland?
I read about it in my social textbook.
It's supposed to be one of the most beautiful places.
Not.
Not really hospitable though. Australia?
Yeah, Australia, Africa.
Africa for the wildlife.
South America, like the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So what do you like in a city? You like a city to be like filled with buildings, or you like a city which has got a lot of landscape, or
like to see places like landmarks.
Landmarks, okay. The wonders of the world. Okay, what do you like in a city? Do you like a city like, let's say, New York or Washington, which is filled with skyscrapers or cities?
No, modern city.
You like modern cities, so you like Bangalore?
Yeah.
What do you don't like about Bangalore?
It's like too much of traffic.
Yeah.
Very noisy.
It's very noisy. Then which other city have you been to in India? Have you been to Delhi?
Yeah.
You don't remember Delhi?
I do remember.
You went to the Taj? You went to the Taj?
Agra and Jaipur.
Mm-hmm. You like the Taj Mahal?
Yeah.
What was nice about it? I mean, I know.
It looks nice.
That's all? Nothing more than that?
Yeah, inside it's actually quite dirty over the years.
It's dirty there?
Okay. Yeah.
But how's the architecture and all that?
Awesome.
You're an artist too? Do you like to paint? Do you like to draw?
Yeah.
You do? So then you must enjoy it. There's so much of nice art. You know, beautiful designs. You're an artist too? Do you paint or do you sketch?
I draw. Sketch.
So in your books you're going to have the cover done by you. Really?
Yeah.
So you're eagerly waiting for your book.
Yeah.
So when your book comes, you can come and sign on it and give us one copy. Thank you very much, Sanjana. It was so wonderful talking to you. So even as we are going to conclude this short chat which we had with you, would you like to sing the bhajan which you sent to us, the bhajan which you had composed?
O Baba, mere Baba, Bhagavan Baba, Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, Ananda, Ahimsa, Baba. O Baba, mere Baba, Bhagavan Baba, Shirdi Sai, Satya Sai, Prema Sai Baba, Vinayaka Rama, Krishna, Vasudeva, Narayana.
Baba, O Baba, mere Baba, Bhagavan Baba.
Baba, O Baba, mere Baba, Bhagavan Baba. Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, Ananda, Ahimsa.
Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, Ananda, Ahimsa.
Baba, O Baba, mere Baba, Bhagavan Baba.
Baba, O Baba, mere Baba, Bhagavan Baba.
Shirdi Sai, Satya Sai, Prema Sai Baba.
Shirdi Sai, Satya Sai, Prema Sai Baba.
Vinayaka Rama, Krishna Vasudeva Narayana.
Vinayaka Rama, Krishna Vasudeva Narayana.
Om Sai Baba.
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 Om Sai Baba. Krishna Vasudeva Narayana.
Didn't Sanjana sing very well? Mm. All of you children are so talented. You sing, you dance, and have so many latent talents in all of you.
Prem, I was so surprised. She has read the whole of Harry Potter series, and that too more than once.
And I'm not surprised. Hermione is a favorite character in Harry Potter.
Mm.
She too is fond of reading books, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when I was a kid, I used to read comics more, not novels and other books.
Me too. And we can learn a lot from comics too. Many of the mythological stories, I first read them in comics. And they are so vivid in my memory even today, after all these years.
Talking about comics, children, do you know that we have a comic series on our website too? Yes, the comics are about Swami's childhood. Stories and anecdotes from Swami's life, when he was a little kid like all of you.
And do you know, Swami was also a very good composer and a singer when he was a child. When Swami was in school, the headmaster had asked Swami to lead the prayer sessions in the assembly. Swami agreed and would sing this song every day. Which song? Are you wondering? No. Don't be scared. I won't sing it. We will play that for you. Please do listen.
That was that song, children. Of course, it was not in Swami's voice. It was a part of a drama which was enacted about Swami's life. All right. If we start talking about Swami's childhood, we will just get lost. So, children, you do have a look at the comics on our website, okay? I'm sure you will find them very, very interesting.
So, are you ready for this week's story, children? Interestingly, the story is about a little boy who got a comic book as a birthday gift. But more than that gift, he learns a very important lesson. Shall we listen to that story?
That sounds interesting indeed. So listen keenly to the story, children. Our Subana madam is going to tell us the story, just like she did last week.
Sairam children, hope you all are enjoying the program. The last week, we heard the story of a little boy who wanted to learn music and in the process, learnt a greater lesson on patience. Today, let me introduce another boy, Varun. He likes to read a lot. Children, I know many of you love reading. No, I don't mean your school textbooks, but storybooks, comics, right? Now let us go back to Varun, our new friend. It was his birthday, so his mother gifted him a lovely comic. Any guesses which one? Our favorite, The Adventures of Tintin. Wow! We all love the characters of the quick-footed detective Tintin, his pet Snowy, and the hot-headed Captain Haddock, isn't it? So Varun was very happy. He excitedly read the book. That evening, Varun and his mother were taking a walk along the harbor, where a number of ships were anchored. Our friend suddenly remembered something interesting from the comic he had read in the morning. He asked his mother, "Mama, Captain Haddock always says billions of blistering barnacles when he is angry. What does he mean? What are barnacles?" His mother laughed and answered, "That's a good question, Varun. Barnacles are tiny marine creatures, meaning they live only in saltwater bodies like seas and oceans. They have an external shell just like crabs, and they permanently attach themselves to a surface. As the ships sail, barnacles attach themselves to the underside of the ships and grow into huge bumpy masses. Then the ships become too heavy. Varun, don't you think this will slow down the ships, causing wastage of fuel?" Varun was getting very curious. He replied, "Yes, Mama, the speed of the ship will slow down. Then the barnacles have to be removed. How is it done?" His mother explained, "The barnacles can be removed either manually or best by standing the ship in a freshwater harbor like this one. After some time, the barnacles fall off by themselves and the ship can be moved away into salty seawater." Varun asked, "Do the barnacles hurt the ship just like when we get blisters in the mouth?" "Ha, no, no. The barnacles are an obstacle and reduce the efficiency of the ships. Captain Haddock calls any annoying person as blistering barnacles in irritation." The next day, Varun's mother wanted to take him to the park, so she was looking for him. Finally, she found him in the bathtub, but he was taking much longer than he usually did. So she called out, "Come out fast, Varun. Let's go to the park." But Varun did not answer. 10 minutes later, after much persuasion, he agreed to come out of the tub. Mother was surprised that he was not excited about the park, but so preoccupied in his own thoughts, sitting in the bathtub. "What took you so long, son?" "Mom, I was just getting the barnacles off me." "The what off?" Mother was confused. "The barnacles, Ma," Varun explained seriously. "You remember last week when we were playing in the park and Akhil broke my new cricket bat? You told me to forgive him after he had said sorry, but I could not. That barnacle was weighing me down since then. It was getting heavier and heavier to carry each day. So I thought, if I soak in fresh water for some more time, it may come off. Then I can be free and feel light in my heart." So children, do you think Varun got rid of the barnacle of anger and unforgiveness towards Akhil? How often we all carry with us the load of things said or done by us or others. What are the barnacles in our lives which weighs us down? Let's note down some of the barnacle situations. For example, your mother has given away your favorite blue dress, which you have not worn since ages. She has given it to some poor child. You even bump into the beneficiary, that kid, and she is wearing it, your favorite dress. You will be very upset with that child and your mom too, right? But won't you agree that your favorite dress has put a smile on that child's face rather than lying lonely in your cupboard? Or let's say, your little sister or brother has scribbled in your notebook. Won't you yell at them in anger? Or your best friend doesn't want to be your friend anymore. You will be very upset with the friend, isn't it? Or you have worked very hard for the class test, but your friend has scored better than you. It will hurt you, right? Or maybe some classmate has teased you and hurt your feelings. Won't you get offended? All these unpleasantness become barnacles in our heart. Do you agree, children? We become sad and mad, just as tight with anger. At this point, let me tell you another story. A man was bitten by a snake. Now what is he supposed to do? Of course, tie a cloth a little above the point of snake bite and stay still till help comes. But in this case, the man was furious at the snake. He ran after the snake, chased it and killed it. You think he got better after that? Oh no, by now the poison from the snake bite had spread throughout his body and he could not be saved. If he had remained calm, the poison would not have done much damage and he could have been saved. So what do we learn from this story? When we get mad at others' doings and hold the grudge, we only hurt ourselves. You agree? And the longer we keep the hurt and anger, it gets heavier and hurts more. So, maybe we should find a solution for this, like Varun to get rid of the barnacles. Of course, not by soaking in the bathtub, but by choosing to forgive people sometimes. Because it makes us feel lighter and happier. Let's not protest. Shouldn't they tell sorry first? Because we cannot choose what they do, but we can only choose what we do. So, forgive wholeheartedly and get the barnacles off our heart. I hope you all like the story, children, and wishing you a barnacle-free week till I meet you next week. Sai Ram.
We learned a very important lesson, didn't we? We should try our best to forget thoughts that trouble us and pull us down.
Yes, I thought when we forgive someone, we are doing a favor to them. But when we forget and forgive, we are actually unburdening ourselves. That is what we learned from that story, isn't it? So it is important to get over these feelings that actually trouble us.
Let us all thank Sumana Madam and move ahead. Did you notice, children? The little boy Varun in the story could learn so much more because of his habit of reading. So, all of you should read books. Books other than your textbooks.
It's a good habit, but to be able to read, tell me, Ganesh, what is the most important thing?
Book, of course, Prem.
Yes, yes, but something more important than that?
Yeah, you need light.
Oh my God, that's right too. But something else, you know, what do we read with?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We need eyes to read books. How can I miss that, Prem?
Finally, you got it. Yes, of course. These God-given eyes are needed to read books. And not only for reading, children, we need them for all our activities of our daily life. So isn't it important to take good care of them?
Yes, very much. We need these eyes to serve us well for many, many years, don't we? So we must learn how to take good care of them. Children, shall we learn from Dr. Lata Shree how to do that? Come, let's listen to her.
Offering most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Sai Ram children. Children, last week we saw what a wonderful camera the human eye is. And today I will tell you how you must take care of this precious gift of the Lord. I will tell you what you should do and what you shouldn't. The first and the foremost, to keep the eyes clean, to keep the eyes free of germs, free of infection, what should you do, children? You are all doing it every day. You have to wash your eyes with clean water, cool water, and how many times a day? At least 3 times a day you must wash your eyes thoroughly with plenty of water. Whenever a small foreign object, say some sand particles or dust particles, enter into the eye, what you shouldn't do is, you must not rub your eyes with your hands. You must wash your eyes with water. Even after washing thoroughly the eyes, when you close your eyes, if you still feel some irritation within the eyes, you must immediately see an eye doctor to get the foreign body removed. Eye injuries are very common, and when you see someone being hit on the eye, or when someone falls down with face or the eyes hitting the ground, the eyes can be very severely injured. You must immediately rush that person to the emergency department of a big hospital where eye care is readily available and the eyes are immediately attended to. This is an emergency and you should not delay. You have to be very careful about such injuries. And children, when you feel some pain in the eye, there is a constant headache, or there is redness in the eyes, the eyes keep on watering continuously, or you have a small swelling in the eyelids, you should not use any homemade remedies to the eye. You should not put some drops or ointment that is available at home. You must see a doctor and get treated promptly and follow the doctor's instructions carefully so that eyes become better soon. When you feel that you are not able to see someone at a distance clearly, or when you are not able to see the blackboard properly while sitting in the classroom, what should you do? You must immediately go to an eye doctor. This could mean you have a vision problem, a sight problem. There are 2 types of vision problems. When you are not able to see something at a distance, you have a problem called myopia or short-sightedness. When you are not able to see something close to your eyes, you have a condition called hypermetropia. The myopia is corrected with minus power lens, while hypermetropia with plus power lens. The doctor will check your eyes and he will give you spectacles. The doctor will tell you that you must constantly use the spectacles. You should not give excuses saying that the specs doesn't look good on my face. I don't want to wear my specs when I go out for a party. It's okay when I'm at home, I will wear the specs. No, this will not work. You must constantly and regularly use your spectacles. Otherwise, you could end up with severe headaches and the eye power also will increase and your studies could suffer. And being good students, can you afford to have this problem, children? So don't hesitate to wear the specs constantly. I am sure in the market there is a wide variety of frames to choose from, and you will get something which looks good on your face and which will make you look even better, and something which gives you an intellectual look. So you must never hesitate to wear the spectacles. Parents must take the children for a vision checkup at least once a year, because some of the minor errors in the sight could be easily overlooked and unnoticed and undetected, and it can very fast progress. So if you go for an eye checkup every year, these errors can be detected early and spectacles can be prescribed at an early age. Otherwise, such a child could even develop squint when the eyesight progresses and when it is not promptly corrected. Teenagers may want to know if they can substitute spectacles with contact lens. Yes, contact lens is definitely an alternative for spectacles, and it gives better correction also, but taking care of the lens is not so easy. It is a very tedious process. You have to wash your hands thoroughly before you put the lenses into your eyes or before you remove them. You must store them properly. You must clean them properly. And they are very tiny, transparent structures, and you have to very carefully and delicately handle them. And when you are in a hurry, especially, you could easily lose your lens. And you cannot sleep with lens on. And you cannot splash water into the eyes when the lens is there inside the eyes. So all this is cumbersome. So it is advisable that children wear spectacles rather than use contact lens. Permanent correction for visual problems is LASIK, which is a corrective surgery, but it should be done only after the age of 18 years when the eye power gets stabilized. So children, you must never hesitate to use the spectacles. And small children may want to know if they can continue all their activities with specs on their face. Yes, you can certainly jump around, run around, you can play your games, sports, you can do whatever you want, because nowadays even plastic lens which will not break is available. And the frame is also plastic, therefore there is no fear of breaking or these glasses injuring your eyes when you are playing. And if small children want to still secure the specs on the face, you can tie a string to the frame, and this can be tied round the head like a headband so that the specs is safely placed on the face. I am sure, children, in your Balvikas classes, you have learnt the Purusha Suktam. One of the lines in the Purusha Suktam is, Chakshu Suryo Ajayanta. Chakshu means eye, Surya means sun god. It means the presiding and the protecting deity for the eye is the sun god. Swami says, in olden days, people knew all about this. That is why, first thing in the morning when they got up, they did Surya Namaskar. They prayed to sun god to invoke his blessings for good vision and healthy eyes. And this is an interesting tip by our beloved Bhagwan regarding eye care. So remember, children, to pray to sun god, and most importantly, give your thanks to sun god for this precious gift of human eyes. And there is more to tell about eyes, children, which I will be doing in the coming weeks. And for now, remember all the do's and don'ts of eye care I have told you today, and practice them to have healthy, sparkling, bright eyes, so that you can smile through your eyes, you can speak through your eyes, and you can express yourself through your eyes. Take care of your eyes. Jai Sai Ram.
See children, we have learned so many important lessons today. We had a lot of fun too, didn't we?
Yes, of course. If you have a cricket bat or a tennis racket and you enjoy playing the games, to be able to have more fun, shouldn't you take care of your bat and racket? Of course. If you break these things, your mother or father will get you new ones. But what if they say, you will get not more than this one? You will take very, very good care of it, isn't it?
Similarly, if we want to have fun in life, enjoy visiting places, seeing new things and exploring this wonderful world, we must take good care of the one-time gifts God has given us.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Children's Hour. Anyway, we enjoyed being with all of you. Shall we ask you one question today? In the beginning, we heard our friend Sanjana speak about Harry Potter. Do you know who is the author of Harry Potter series?
And let's make that two questions, because I am going to ask a question from the doctor's talk. Children, she said that we must be grateful for our eyes to whom? She also quoted a line from the Vedas, do you remember? So should we be grateful to the stars, the sun, or the ocean? Should we say thanks to the stars, the sun, or the ocean for this gift of eyesight? Let's see if you can answer these questions.
And you're all such smart children. You must be knowing how to send us your answers. Yes, you have to email it with your name to listener@radiosai.org. Once more, please do send your mails to listener@radiosai.org with your name on it. Okay children, bye for now. We will meet you again next week with a new story, new child and lots of interesting facts. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram children.